specific intent.
One of the things that you might want to utilize should you try to start your own kinds of networks in your area is a pamphlet, a booklet that the National March Committee has put out. It's called the National March on Washington for Lesbian and Gay Rights, official souvenir program. And it gives an incredibly accurate, well-edited list of articles that you can use to help organize in your own community. Again, if you would like to get hold of this booklet, the address to write to is the March on Washington headquarters, 943 9th Street in Northwest Washington. Now, I believe that Mary Watkins, who is a lesbian feminist black woman, who is also a singer and recorded with Olivia Records, is coming out on stage. Let's go to the stage.
Thank you.
listening to Black lesbian feminist Mary Watkins entertaining a crowd of over a quarter of a million people at the rally following the National March on Washington.
I am so pleased and so happy to be here today. I never thought that I would ever see anything like this. But we are. I am. We're survivors. And I would cry if I were a cry, if I were the type. This next tune we're going to do is a tune that is on my album, Something Moving. And I want you to pay real close attention to the words, particularly the words of the bridge. It says, "We are the children of yesterday, left alone to find our way. The young today, we hope and pray, will never, never fear to know themselves." And I think that's why we're all here. We're here for those that have gone on before us. We're here for those of us now that are struggling to be, and for those who are still coming up. We don't want them to have to hide and to be alone in their struggle, but we're here for them. This tune is entitled Yesterday's Children.
Thank you. Watkins on stage at the National March on Washington, an entertainer that really shows some of the diversity in our community, a black lesbian feminist jazz musician. Now we're going to go back out to our mobile unit with David Wynyard and Amy Sands.
Hi, this is David Wynyard from WBAI and Amy Sands from WGBH Boston, the field team for Pacifica Radio. And we are talking to Harry, a 21-year-old man from Gary, Indiana, currently going to school in Connecticut. What brought you down here this weekend?
For this march.
This is very important.
And for the Third World Conference of Gay People.
I see. How was the Third World Conference?
It was great. I mean, it was the first time that Third World people from all over the country came together, and it was fantastic.
I see. What's going to happen when you go back to school then?
Some organizing, hopefully, some talking. I mean, we've got to let people know we're there.
Is this a coming out experience for you, Harry?
No, I came out 4 years ago, and I'm not going back. I mean, too many people know, and I don't want to. And
What are you going to do with what you did at the Third World Conference?
I think what most of us got out of it was the support. I mean, we need to know that, I mean, it's hard organizing in minority communities and in the community at large. And we needed the support to go back and keep working and talking to people.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, and now back to the Pacifica tent with Greg, Moira, and Lucia, two of whom were from KPFK.
And you're listening to The Rally here live from Washington. We're going to pause now for 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Station Program Exchange.
We're back here live now at the National March on Washington for Lesbian and Gay Rights. We're here and part of the rally is going on. I'm not sure who's speaking right now. We're going to be bringing you in a little while a report from a couple of our reporters that attended a press conference given by Anita Bryant and a group of people who have called for a National Day of Prayer today for the deliverance of homosexuals. I might add that the Universal Fellowship of Metropolitan Community Churches has called for a counter day of prayer for deliverance for America from the sin of homophobia. So we've got people praying on both sides of this issue. We're going to be going next to who?
We're going to be...
I think, again, we're not sure. We believe that Meg Christian, entertainer Meg Christian, is coming up fairly soon. If this seems disorganized and if the rally seems somewhat disorganized, we have to remember that this is the first time in history that anything like this has ever been attempted, and it's coming off beautifully. The people here are enjoying it, and we hope you're enjoying this broadcast too.
I think that two of the other people that we're going to be hearing from shortly are Ed Cruikshanks of the Rainbow Alliance, who's a group of gay deaf mutes, and Paula Gunn Allen, who is a writer and is representing the lesbian and gay Native Americans. Paula Gunn Allen is a poet as well as an author, and some of her books are The Blind Lion, Coyote Daylight Trip, and A Cannon Between My Knees, published by Strawberry Press.
The representative from the Rainbow Alliance for the Deaf is on stage now, and let's go right there.
That the deaf gay are here. They're here, right there. I want you all to know that there are 1.4 million deaf gays in this country. And I want you all to know that they are here. They are everywhere. The Rainbow Society of the Deaf are just 3 years old. And we're still going strong. We have 16 chapters in the United States and Canada. We just finished our third annual convention in Cleveland 2 weeks ago. Cleveland, over there. We are very, very happy and proud of who we are at Deaf Gay. The next convention will be in Toronto. Toronto, are you here? Where are you? Anyway, we will be in Toronto in June of 1980 convention. We want all of you to be there. In 1981, San Francisco. In 1982, San Denver. I want you to know that the Deaf Gay here are people. We are all the same. We are no different. We are human beings. I thank you. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you all the way.
You've been listening to Ed.
National Public Radio Networks. It's the first time that they're having a simultaneous broadcast in the history of the media, gay and proud from coast to coast on Pacifica. I always have great, great pleasure in introducing the following entertainers. I get a little hurt now because sometimes her hands are bigger than mine. The audience applauds, but everybody loves her right across the country. She is an Olympic recording artist, and I can say no two greater words than Meg Christian.
I just want to say that this is one of the proudest days of my life. I'm going to do 3 songs back to back and without stopping, so please sing along with me.
Here come the lesbians. Here come the leaping lesbians.
Where are you?
We're gonna please you, tease you, hypnotize you, try to squeeze you. We're gonna get you if we can. Here come the lesbians. Don't go and try to fight it. Run away or try to hide it. We want your loving, that's our plan. Here come the lesbians. Don't look in the closet. Who's creeping down the stairs? We're slipping up behind you. Watch out, better beware. Icy fingers feeling, stealing, reaching out from floor to ceiling. You can't escape, you're in our hands. Here come the lesbians. Inside your heart is on my dress, and I etched it on my locker, and I carved it on my desk, and I painted big red hearts with her initials on my books, and I never knew till later why I got those funny looks. Sing it! She was a big time woman, the first to come along, that showed me being female and just stupid and strong, and though graduation meant that we had to part, she'll always be up there on the ball field of my heart. Well, in gym class, while the others talked of boys that they loved, I'd be thinking of new aches and pains the teacher had to rub. Other girls went to the prom, I languished by the phone. Oh, calling up and hanging up if I found out she was home. You did that too, didn't you? She was a big, tough woman, the first to come along. That showed me being female, that just stupid and strong. And though graduation meant that we had to part, she'll always be a player on the ball field of my heart.
that the way back home to me was the road I took to you. Oh, louder, I was walking around in little pieces, and I never even knew that the way back home to me was the road I took to you.
Lesbian feminist songwriter, singer Meg Christian, singing some of her great hits, Leaping Lesbians, Ode to a Gym Teacher, and The Road I Took to You. We're going to be going back out to our mobile unit now, and here are David Wynyard and Amy Sands.
Amy Sands, just after Meg Christian finished talking to Sherry and Judy from Ann Arbor. You all having a good time?
Wonderful time.
So nice to see a whole bunch of dykes.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. I feel so supported and so much a part of this.
You know, somebody said last night at the concert that there's like really two cultures here, gay men and gay women, and they're very, very different. There needs to be respect for the differences. Do you feel that way?
I feel that way, and I feel like there is respect here. There's been no antagonism that I can possibly see at all.
I think everybody's so happy that so many people turned out, that everybody thinks it's a miracle and they're just celebrating together.
You hanging out mostly with women here?
Yeah.
So you don't hang out with any gay men while you're here?
We have a bus of people. Most of the people on our bus are women.
So the big dyke community in Ann Arbor, huh?
Very large.
Okay, Bill, do you want to add for the national audience?
What?
You want to say hi, Mom?
Hello, Mother.
Hi, Mom.
Thank you very much. This is Amy Sands and David Wynyard. Back to the Pacifica tent.
Jim Neal and Hedy Swanson from WBFO in Buffalo were at the Anita Bryant prayer vigil this morning. Here's Hedy to tell us some more about that.
Anita herself did not make the prayer meeting. However, she sent a telegram, and we've got a little bit of that. Also, Reverend Richard Zohn and Reverend Falwell speaking. We'd like to emphasize there were 20 Christian people and 50 people from the press at the prayer meeting.
Because we had as one of our scheduled guests this afternoon, Miss Anita Bryant. She is not able to be here today, but she did send us a telegram that I would like to read to you. I personally know thousands of individuals who are now ex-homosexuals. For too long, our nation has been subjected to an aggressive and militant campaign by homosexuals to recognize their acts as morally legitimate and to give official sanction and protection under law for those who engage in this immorality.
And for the homosexual, the surgery needed is a new birth experience with Jesus Christ.
Back here at the press table and on stage right now is Charlotte Bunch, who is a feminist theorist and a writer, is one of the founders of Quest, and which is a feminist quarterly.
We should mention that we just heard some excerpts from a prayer vigil that was held and sponsored by Anita Bryant and her supporters, provided by Jim Neal and Hedy Swanson. Charlotte Bunch is speaking on the stage, and I believe we are going to pick it up right from here.
We've come back 100,000 strong with a stronger message. Not only is this land our land, But today we're declaring that we are here to lead politically this country in a struggle over the direction of America in the 1980s. We represent a long tradition of struggle in this country between the forces of intolerance and the forces of freedom and change and tolerance. And we are a part of a very long history in which we, I think, can now say that the gay movement, lesbians and gay men, have come of age to take our role as leaders in that struggle and as leaders who will say that indeed the 1980s is our decade. Now, I've been hearing, and some of you may have too, that the 1980s is going to be a decade of intolerance and a decade of backlash and repression. And I'm here to say no. And I think we are all here, 300,000 strong, to say no, that in fact we will make the 1980s a decade of activism like it's never been seen before in this country. And that the advances in gay rights and feminism, the advances in human rights and economic justice that land as our task in the 1980s have just begun as we enter this new period. Now, I think we all know we've gone too far, we've gone much too far to go back home and back into any closets, right? And I just want to say that if every one of you out there in the sunshine enjoying our non-closeted existence and pride would go home and tell at least 10 of those other people who were afraid to come today what it was like, we'll all be tripling and doubling our numbers in 1 week. If they thought that we were everywhere in the 1970s, wait till they see the 1980s. We will quadruple our numbers in the streets, we'll quadruple our numbers in the offices, in the churches, in their homes, and in our own. We will quadruple our numbers in leadership of the other movements that we've all participated in. Open leadership of the feminist movement, open leadership of the black and minority movements, open leadership of the anti-nuke movement. We have been in those movements, and we are going to be open and showing the leadership we have given all these years, and we are going to do it as lesbians and gay men, as well as building our own movement and our own power. And furthermore, in the 1980s, wait till they see us at the Democratic Convention, and maybe even the Republican Convention. And wait till they see us in the local and state elections. And wait till they see us in the media. And of course, they've always been seeing us, and they're going to have to go on seeing our leadership in arts and culture for a long time. Finally, I want to say that we are also visible internationally. There are lesbians and gay men struggling all over this world, many of whom do not have access to the media that we do, but they are fighting and struggling. Many of them are here today. And I want to say that I think our next arena where they're going to see us in the 80s is at the United Nations. The time has come when human rights is brought home on an international scale to that august body of the UN. And for every lesbian in the audience, we can begin with the Mid-Decade Conference for Women in the summer of 1980 in Copenhagen, Denmark, where we are going to let lesbian visibility be organized with other lesbians around the world. And I think the UN is our next arena.